So hopefully you can hear this and see this. Because if you can do both, then that was a treasure and a treat for you.
That was very short and
It's sweet.
opening,
I
yeah.
think that was that's it.
I think it wasn't too much. I don't know. I was expecting like
I almost feel like it wasn't enough. I feel like I could have gone longer, if I'm being real.
I mean, welcome to Black Boys Emotion.
There we have it. Welcome to Black Boys
I'm
Emotion.
Trey.
I'm Alan. Of course, we have a special guest. I mean, if
Remember.
you're watching, you can see already, but if you're listening, you don't know. It's Ken, of course. Bam, bam, bam.
Honorary
Woo!
host.
Oh my God. Okay. Wait. Okay. We don't even know the clip coming out yet. So that's not even.
The audio, you're gonna hear this because
Yeah,
consistency, we've been on it, you know what I'm saying?
but you
But
know the clip,
we got the iPad rolling.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, as you said, the iPad here. Yeah, back again. Yeah.
And we're, you know, I'm trying to give you guys some clips, give you guys some entertainment. But we just don't know. It's just, I don't know. We're gonna have to work on it. It's a needs improvement type of thing right now.
No, because I also feel like we could add more posters in the back. I feel like that'd be
Yeah,
cool.
we could honestly just go to like
I
Dollar
think that'd be
Tree
cool, huh?
this weekend, or not even this weekend. We can go tomorrow. I work. Well, she's coming at four.
Four.
Not to spill our whole plans, but
Yeah.
we could, you know, talk about that later. But
Yeah.
yeah, we could do that.
Seven's making an appearance. Babe, say hi. Say hi, babe.
Seven does not care.
Hi, bro. Say hi.
Okay, well, now we're officially the sweater people in motion for real. Like, everybody's wearing a sweater. I'm featuring it. I
I was
love
wearing a
it.
sweater before that.
I know, but we have a
Man.
hood.
Yeah, because I'm bald headed.
Hood. Yes, we.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no. We don't want to be too hooded up.
But you know, I
Yeah.
got a hood too. We all got a hood. So we're here. Anyway, I'm also wearing my Lux sweater because I'm always Team
Oh, we
Lux.
can actually do fit checks.
I'm always Team Lux. Team Lux for life. Even though the girls are trying to play with Lux, I want y'all to know, if you're a Drag Race stan and you're watching this, if you have something to say about Lux, come see me at my door. I'm not going to say the address, but DM me and meet me at the door.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you got a personal vendetta, bitch, I'll be at DragCon.
Oh, speaking of that, we're going to DragCon. Me and Ken are going to LA in May. Ooh.
Ooh.
We can't
Wait, what happened?
I said, oop, my sock is dirty.
Oh,
Oh my
please.
God, not too much. Ooh, clock that T.
Clock that T.
But we're going to LA in May.
That's so wonderful.
First of all, now I'm gonna confront you right in the
Come
podcast.
here. Do
Because
that right now. Because.
first of all, I don't know if we're confronting the same thing, but wait.
Go ahead.
I actually the baby says seven.
Yeah.
May 12th, May 11th through the 14th, and you didn't respond.
I could have sworn I told you yeah. At least I thought in my head.
You didn't say yeah.
Oh well. I said yeah, but I can't like be here like, but be here when I can.
Yeah.
Just
just feed him. Yeah.
If he shits in the tub, you know.
Yeah. I'm gonna
Yeah.
come hang with him for a bit. You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
so he doesn't get lonely.
But
He likes to
yeah.
lay down.
We can't. Yeah.
Right, I don't, yeah.
So,
But yeah.
keep an eye on. Yeah.
Seven will be watched.
But yeah, we're going to LA.
Yeah.
It's gonna be
That's
fun.
beautiful. Take mad pictures, go on the rooftops and
Whoa.
take pics and smoke.
We're
Go to the
literally
cookie store.
gonna be in the Airbnb just
Yeah, go to the
don't,
cookie
don't.
store, get all the gas ever.
Don't do that. Because no, I'm not. I'm not going all the way out there to be bored.
No, we're definitely going out. And we're
You gotta
definitely
let
gonna
me
meet
know
some drag queens.
how
We're
the
gonna make
gas
friends.
is.
Once we meet drag queens, we're gonna be like, oh my God, where are you gonna be at next week? And then we're gonna meet them there next
You're gonna
week.
be at RuPaul's
Yeah.
RuPaul's show in a few months. Do some networking out in LA.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the goal is to get a drag mom. And then to
Yeah.
just build off of them, take
Yeah.
all their energy. Yeah.
Just like a vampire type shit.
More like a, what's that thing? Isn't it like
What thing?
Witches.
Oh yeah.
Might
They
be
take
scarier, like,
they
yeah.
but it's the opposite. They take
Right,
your
isn't it like
youth.
the
They
Supreme?
take your youth. Oh
Yeah, I got that from
yeah.
like
Yeah,
American Horror Story.
American Horror
Yeah,
Story. That's when like the young one kills the old one.
yeah.
That's gonna be me. I'm
Mm-hmm.
gonna be like, just take all the energy away from me.
Yeah.
Oh. Is that like
American
Horror Story? No, I've never seen it.
You need to get it to get, girl.
I feel like you might be kind of scared, though.
Right.
Yeah. A little bit.
But it's actually really good. Like, if you're reading it.
Yeah, no, because, you know, I also used to be kind of scared to watch it because I'd be like, oh my God. Like, I don't feel like being spooky dooky, but.
I've tried to watch it before, but it's just like one of those shows that, like, there's some shows that, like, I can sit down and watch, but, like, I don't know.
You gotta get into
I
the fantasy.
I think I never tried, yeah.
You gotta get into the fantasy. Like, once you really, like, get into the story and not the scary parts, that's when you're like, okay, it's not really that bad.
But it's not even, like, the scary parts.
But what, so what's the
It's part? Just, I never been like, oh, yeah, I'm looking for that new, what's it called?
American Horror Story.
Yeah, no, shout out to them, though. I heard they had Lady Gaga on there. She was turning up and going crazy. But
And Angela Bassett.
As they should. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I've never really been a fan. I'm more of, like, a Bob's Burgers, Supper kind of guy.
Yeah.
And, speaking of those shows, though, like, spooky, scary, I was thinking about Arl Stein, Haunting Hour. I just wanted to shout that out on the show today because that's kind of spooky and scary. No, that's my, damn, I keep forgetting the show name.
And I'm going to say this. I'm going to hold your hand when I say this.
And that's how you...
That's special.
I meant that.
Listen, it's good. Like, they got good stories. Like,
okay, no, because really, no, the doll one really set it off. Like, the doll one really set it off.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's because she was fierce. That her synthetic wig covering the one eye.
Bailey Madison.
Yes, not synthetic. So hard, good. That synthetic yes. hard front. Bitch.
That's what so fucking good.
That's what, and he did.
No. There was another one. It was like a bloody Mary one.
He had way more.
There was a bloody Mary one. I remember because specifically I was waiting for the part two because it was taken long. Like, I remember
not on release.
One. No, but yeah, no, really, I was watching it live. Like, I was like. Ooh. This one was scary. Like, she went through the mirror and the bloody hand grabbed. I said, not about to go to the bathroom. Now I got to piss. I was scared.
Yeah, no, I was watching it when it was on Hulu, like in fucking sixth grade.
There you go.
But it was so good. Like, they have mad episodes. He did way better in this series than his Goosebumps series. It was not as spooky. Like, Goosebumps is like playful, like.
Goosebumps is fucking
goofy, boo. Like, yeah, but Arl Stein, like, he, like, not Arl Stein, that's Haunting his name, Hour, but Haunting Hour, like, he tweets, like.
It was good.
Nah.
That Bailey Madison episode was probably the best on the season.
Nah, they had a part two to that one. It wasn't that good, but they still went crazy.
It was the definition of camp. When I tell you, it was the definition of camp. She did her damn thing in that shit.
Sorry. She did,
she
though.
She always does her damn thing.
But she grabbed the knife.
Like, remember that one episode, but you know what I mean, like, that one scene where she was, like, mad tired, you saw it, and she was at the kitchen table.
Oh, yeah, look, she was off hella lean,
right?
Yeah.
And you see the doll, like, right next to her, taking, like, yeah, it was just...
When it knocked over the shit and her mom was, like, tweaking on her, she was like, it wasn't me. Like, imagine trying to explain that. Like, the doll do some shit.
First of all, I'm not doing that. I'm doing whatever the doll say. I'm like, yeah.
He low-key did, like, some Twilight Zone shit with that one episode. Well, kind of all his episodes, but.
I don't know.
That one episode
know.
Was kind of like Black Mirror, like, Twilight Zone-ish.
There was that one episode
of you know
Christmas. What was that? Do you remember what I'm talking about? Like, the house plant? Something like that.
I forgot, but there was this one about this ice cream truck.
I was just about to say that one.
Yeah, that one was low-key scary.
Somebody, wasn't it Rowley or something from Darwin when we became? It was
somebody. The who?
The video game one where they got like trapped in the video.
Oh,
game.
And the zombie one. Yeah.
I do not remember. Oh my god! First of all, I was not a huge fan of Goosebumps. I like reading them, but not
but
the
I never,
show.
No, I like the show.
The show was corny. For
yeah, and for me, I didn't want the feature.
It's like a cartoon to me. Like, it's like fun. Like,
did you ever watch the Jack Black like actual like R.L. Stein's like movie?
No.
There was like a they did like a whole new.
I have to watch
like
it.
R.L. Stein's with Jack Black.
No, I never seen it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nope.
I wouldn't
mind. It's on the list though. I'm putting it on the list.
Okay. It's on the list. It's on the list. I'm not gonna put that on my list.
Please.
Speaking of list, what's on your list? Like, what's a movie you guys like anxiously need to watch? Like, not anxiously, but like you're like, oh, I need to watch that. Like, you're like, oh, I keep forgetting that I have to watch that.
Well, with the way my mind works. I feel like I can't have a list.
Yeah.
Like, it's always, like, rotating. I feel like everybody's list is always rotating. But there's never, like, a movie that I'm like, oh, I'm going to rewatch that.
Yeah.
Except maybe for like Click. But that's because I have the DVD. Or like maybe like Shrek. Yeah, like Shrek. Or, no, Shrek 2. But like,
yeah, to be specific.
Your movie taste is like stuck in 2006. And right, that's bold. A specific time.
A 6? It's over 5. Shoot.
I don't know what movies on my list to watch. Like, personally.
Wait, let me land. I'm flying the plane.
I know, but like, where you get that from?
That's new. You know what I'm saying? Tap
not
in.
Too much, not too much. Yeah.
Let me put y'all into some real ones. Inside Job is the one about the bank heist. That one's pretty good.
Is it like the show?
No. It's a movie. Yeah, I think it's directed by Spike Lee, if I'm not wrong. It's on Netflix right now. Can't think anymore. Maybe. No, movies like always just a fart.
You know what's on my list? And it's, I don't really know why, but Gone Girl. I hear it's kind of crazy. It's just a crazy movie. But a lot of things on my list right now are things like I just want to rewatch. Like, I really desperately want to watch Jennifer Body and Sky High. Like, I don't know. Like, I really want to watch it. I'm just like, I can't commit to it fully. Like, I'm also kind of where, at the point where I'm like, I cannot commit to anything. Like, I can't be like, I'm going to watch this movie. I'm going to commit 2 hours of my life because at some point I might have to, you know, do homework, go get rap.
But that's what I mean, though. Like,
stuff, like, I can't.
When it comes to movies, like, I can't, like, commit to, like, one movie. Like, I'm constantly looking for, like, oh, that was really good. What's similar to it? Like, I never really, like, I should, like, watch back on those movies because they're, like, really good. Like, I'm pretty sure they have a whole bunch of rewatchability, but I never really. I like what's that one movie? Paid in Full. That's a good movie. It's about some criminalized organization.
Do you remember this one movie with Eddie Murphy and like every time he talks, like a leaf falls?
Nope.
Or something.
Nope.
I don't know what it's
called. But Coming Back to America is good.
Coming Back to America.
Yeah, I mean going to America, whatever the movie's called. It's
Coming to
America. Coming to America. My fault, Eddie Murphy.
Thank you. Eddie Murphy's kind of wild. I'm not going to get into that Eddie Murphy discourse.
But. He is kind of wild, but every comedian from the 80s to the 2000s was fucking off crack. So, well, they're still off crack, but... Can I say my theory? The crack theory? You've heard it before. I think I maybe said it on the podcast, but I just think nothing... Not nothing hits the same, but, like, music and, like, nothing hits the same.
Whoa.
I'm not advocating for crack.
Crack use.
Yeah, because that was, it was so good. Yeah, right.
Like, so crack. Here's why we should start.
No, the thing is, like, I listen to these, like, white LA podcasts. They still do crack. Like, they all talk about doing crack in Miami. They all talk, like, it's still a thing. But. I'm saying how musicians, like, you know, I'm not going to name some. I'm not going to name drop. I'm not going to name drop. But some of them have very, you know what I'm saying, high tracks back in the day. And that's when crack was popping. And I'm just saying crack might have given people that jump.
I remember you telling me this theory. And I made the same exact face I just made just now.
It's just some saying, like, crack was... People was really, like, the energy was different, like, back then. Like, crack really was, like, doing something. Like,
I mean,
songs are not, like, you don't hear 7-minute songs of some nigga really going crazy on the beat. Like, people were going crazy on the 7. And you don't do that unless you off something. Like, you don't, some people naturally do it. Like, Tame Impala, unless he be off mushrooms or something. I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, it had to, like. But that was the only thing back then that is, like, the only...
Well, you also got to think about this now. I mean, not for nothing, but I'm sure crack has, just like weed, has, you know, depleted.
Crack is different. It's not the same high.
This is like, the thing, though. There's no different type of quality crack. Okay, that's one thing. Okay.
Like, weed comes I saw the episode of the Boondocks. He was like, what is this? You know?
Yeah, but that's because shit's cut with it. You get what I mean? Like, there's crack and there's nothing else. Yeah. There's crack and some bullshit, all
right? Right.
That's it.
It's all crack.
It's crack or burn.
Yeah, no, literally, crystallized bleach in the fridge.
They'd be like, in the fridge. Bad crack. Like, that's what the Boondocks are so far.
He said, I'm returning this crack.
He was like, I didn't even get mine yet, and niggas returning this. Like,
he said, yo, magnificent. But what were we saying? You gotta let them land.
They did land. They said, there's no. There's just crack. That's it.
Oh. Well, no, I was just explaining the difference, I guess. Oh, well, yeah. What was the original?
That, like crack marijuana. Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah, no, I don't believe that. I just think that other shit would have been cut with it, so that's why, like, weed is synthetic. Some weed is synthetic, and some weed is, like, GMO, all that shit. So it's, like, essentially becoming faker and, like, less of quality. That's why we always talk about strain and this and this and this and the third. Crack is not like that. Crack is a chemical compound. That is like, it's either pure crack or bullshit. That's literally just it.
It's either crack or fent.
Right.
And he didn't even pay his rent.
Bars.
But no, but for real, yeah, like, that's why.
Types of crack.
Yeah, so that I feel
crack
like,
can't deplete, but you're just smoking bullshit at some point in time.
That's why marijuana is legal.
How do you know?
You don't. Oh, well, you didn't get it tested. Some people just know.
You could fucking die if you fucking get crack cut with something.
They get tested?
Yeah,
you can get drugs tested. You can get, like,
that is like
ecstasy tested, all that shit.
Yeah, there's, like, a whole kit. You could buy that shit at Walgreens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, weed is legal because they can fucking 3D print that shit now. Like, it's nothing to them to make some weed. But they can 3D print some coke.
They're
like,
selling weed at, like, our local Whole Foods. Like, here.
They're like, you want an A on your way out?
You want a CBD? Like,
you want a pre-roll? The kid's stressing you?
Here,
a dime.
Like,
for your trouble.
That's
a complimentary grinder.
No, that's kind of crazy because I would really.
That's really going to be the future, though.
No, like, it is, but it's not never going to be. Like, well, let me not say that, but crack, like, it's been illegal then, and it's, like, I feel like it's going to be illegal for a long time.
There's, like, whole theories, like, about.
Well, it wasn't illegal at one time. That's when they were doing it. That's when it was in coke and shit.
The crack epidemic itself. Why how do we get on the crack epidemic? Whoa.
I was talking about the theory. That, bruh.
But
the music was different. The music was different.
But I also just think it was the era.
I think it was the inspiration. I think it was the inspiration. Right. Like, it wasn't just, like...
All right, hear me out, though.
Like, you have to think about it like this. The 60s, 70s.
I just can't believe we're saying crack this many times on the pot. Like,
is that bad? You can't say crack. Maybe I just grew up too black, but crack is, like... Crack. Yeah,
you
like,
can,
crack
but
is,
it's just, like...
Crack is whack.
Like,
that's... Right.
Like...
You don't like crack?
Crack.
Okay.
Stop taking that prep and stop sniffing that tuna.
I was gonna say, though, like, rappers now, right? They do lean, they do ketamine, they do whippets, they do weed, and it, like, affects their, like,
literal
voices. Like,
party.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes their tracks different and blow up. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're not trying to hear the sober nigga. They're trying to hear the nigga that's about
to die.
That's
why they sound like...
you know what I'm saying? Like, and they be sounding hard, though.
They
be having
the
best bars.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say they don't sound bad or whatever. But I'm just saying, back then, the reason why shit was so... is because...
Wait. Where was that sample from, please?
Beyonce.
Oh. I don't think she was doing any crack.
But the whole album was inspired by the
70s. Yeah. Nah. Oh, okay, the 70s.
You know the one I'm talking about.
I do know the one. I just don't know.
It's okay. Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. But I can ID check.
I understand.
Okay.
I get it. Yep.
Donna Summer, you know, all the people. You know, back then.
Yeah, you know.
All the people
Rowland.
Back then.
Yeah, Mariah Carey,
Yeah.
The dots are not connected. 70s,
90s, 2000s? We talk about the same thing.
Erykah Badu?
Whoa. We talk about the same thing.
Whoa.
Yeah, back then.
Whoa.
Yeah, Olivia Rodrigo,
Okay.
Now you're bugged. Now, you bugged a little bit. Now you bugged.
All right.
Whoa.
All right. Tomato. Jeez. I'll quit.
What were you saying?
trash cans.
Continue.
You're throwing a trash can. Imagine.
You were standing.
Oh my god, I'm gonna stand. You're gonna throw a fucking trash can out. Just throw that shit.
Boo.
Boo. Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
Boom. Fuck your tomato.
What was I saying? I think I was talking about the crack epidemic.
Yeah, you're talking about the
70s. But yeah, it's the era. It was the era. It was a lot of inspiration because there was so many things going on. Do you understand what I mean? Like, this was post-segregation, so a lot of
them. They were just happy to be free. They were just saying whatever on the track. To like...
No, you're making me sick, yo.
You're going to jail. Oh my god. No, you're going to jail.
Freedom.
And you're gonna get a cease and desist letter. You're gonna get
Whoever,
a cease and desist
from black
letter.
People. Like what?
Yeah, no, you're like,
no,
like damn. I ain't mad at you. Yes.
No, they,
I'm glad they.
They got free. They was like, buddy, they got, like, they
doing that. No, literally.
Like, they was lit
you're
though.
Piss me
no,
off.
No,
no, but
think,
this time it was getting paid. Like before, they was not getting paid. Before it was getting stolen.
But in the '70s, it was a time of like.
It's still getting stolen now.
Right. And political liberation.
You're like being liberated and free.
And everything was like almost like an activist statement because it was a time in political. It was a political time. You
but you got to think about the world of drugs, bro. They,
but that's what I'm talking about.
You don't think them niggas? You don't think them niggas was leaving the? And I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say this to all our listeners, but I'm just speaking my mind. You don't think them niggas was not? You don't think them niggas was leaving the field and like popping E and shit and like doing coke and like all that type of shit and like and affecting them? How you know? What I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, but also like, I feel like
I mean,
they didn't have
them,
no much. They didn't have much knowledge about it either because they're just like, I'm about to have fun
at all. No,
I need to write this song.
Crack itself is not something that was. A thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
crack
no, not at that time.
Was
yeah,
created,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Implemented and created and put in black and brown neighborhoods, purpose.
Like in the 19s type shit.
1970s,
yeah,
80s.
Like it just
90s.
Happened. Like they just did that shit.
Yeah. You're gonna irk me. You're gonna irk me. You're gonna irk me.
I love it here.
Anyway,
no, I'm just saying, though, like, it's really recent, though. Like, no, we're still rebuilding, you know what I mean?
Still like,
segregation just happened, like.
Like, no, literally, though.
Like, literally. Like not that long. It hasn't even been 100.
My thing is, but yeah. It was, crack wasn't not a thing. So, nobody knew nothing about the booger sugar, nothing. Nobody knew nothing about none of that. It was just, oh, what's this? You know what I mean? Let me get a bomb.
Can I lead off real quick? Imagine being the first nigga to, like, ever, like, I'll be thinking that, like, imagine being the first nigga to ever, like, roll up and, like, smoke a blunt or some shit. Like, the first nigga to, like, take a hit of coke and be like, yo,
yeah,
like.
Where is the...
Clock that tee.
Clock that tee.
Clock that tee.
Like,
who was the first?
Right, no, I'm about to look it up. Where
like,
was weed originated at?
That's what I'm
saying. I need to know.
No, because I could have literally imagined somebody doing that.
Like, his friends like, what are you doing? What is
they're
that?
Like, what
I
is
feel
that,
like
cigarette?
It was some
and they were like,
shit,
no.
Though, for real. I feel like this was getting in the you know the circle, the Uber
right.
circle. You know,
there was like, we gonna puff this and pass it around
right.
type shit.
No, literally,
that was the first sight ever.
Literally,
ever.
Imagine being
literally.
At the first sight, though.
The first sight, like it's like the picture of the Last Supper.
Everybody
right, like,
but it's all of them against the campfire. Like
they got like hella
first,
like.
But the thing about that, man, the first person with a black about, they were just like,
okay, you dragged it.
You bugged a little bit.
Oh my god.
No, because, like,
oh my god.
You
know,
I never, like,
black
and miles comes in, like, different forms. Like, he was like, oh, can I get a black and miles filter tip? Oh, it come in a different style? I didn't even know that. I didn't even, oh.
Seeing the first cowboy with the filter tip?
Like, I'll be like, oh, I didn't even know there was different kind of style.
What that boy Johnny done got right there? What's that? There, a filter tip? What does it do right there? Oh my god. It's filtering the tip. Oh my god.
Get off me.
But that's what I'm saying though. Like the first nigga to ever, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I think a frog was like the first to experiment like on LSD because it's like something in their urine, like they just be around like nature and
no,
shit.
Wait,
so they were
no.
bound to some shit.
Yeah, there's something I heard about that. But a lot of their venom has psychedelic like.
Yeah, I'm not saying I saw on Family Guy if you look the toad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You
something
get,
about
yeah,
that,
yeah.
Yeah,
psychedelic.
But it's like a different high. It's not like
No, it's
weed
like,
high.
It's
like
almost killing type shit.
Yeah,
like
real life, like ancestor.
Right, no, you're in the desert of California and you're from New Jersey.
Hello? Like, that's how you.
You're talking to your dead cousin. You're like, hey, girl. I'm here.
Hey, girl. Okay.
Oh, in Tibet.
No.
It originated in Tibet.
Tibet?
Okay. Where's that?
That's like in Asian.
They say, yeah, we finna get high for real.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Down.
Considering, you know, mostly down.
They said we finna get busting for real.
Oh, yeah. That's actually very true.
What?
Because like, it's like banned in Japan, yeah, banned in China, banned in Korea. Oh. Yeah. Like, weed is, marijuana is like banned. Hemp, anything.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, that's it.
Damn, even hemp lotion? Mm-hmm. That sucks.
That Marshall's gonna stick.
They don't even got Marshall's.
You know about the hemp lotion? They're wild.
I don't got a Marshall's. I'm sorry to break it.
Like, Marshall's is done. Like, that's AmeriCorps.
I'm really showing where I'm from.
It's okay. We gonna fly a plane soon.
Not that Marshall's thing.
Damn, they Marshall's thing.
Non-existent Marshall's.
They know I'm from America, honey. Oh my God. Like,
no Marshall's in sight.
I'm gonna go everywhere and be like, where the Burger King at?
Like, I'm just a American.
Where that damn Burger King?
I got no culture at all.
Dude. I don't see no damn McDonald's.
With fucking flags and burgers. Like, just, oh,
you
don't
think they have Panda Express down there?
No, I'm like, oh my God, where the Chinese food places? Like, this is crazy.
Talk about some Chinese food. You're going to be in China talking about some Chinese food.
Yeah, where's the nearest Chinese food?
No, literally, I'm like, can y'all smell, like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, what, y'all got the sweet tea?
No, but it almost. No, you're going to jail now. You're ready to deal with me.
I'm glad you know. You're going right in there.
Both of y'all.
Well,
me too.
That's the way it goes.
I'm going under.
Please. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's kind of crazy. Crack is crazy. Like, actually.
I forgot that this is fun.
That's what that's what the magic of the Black Boys in Motion podcast. Make sure to rate us 5 stars.
Also, like, for real, like, the cocoa leaf, it comes from South America. So, like, a lot of it was implicated in this political, because you have to think about it like that. Like, America did so much damage in the 1900s. To not only its own, their own Americans, Black Americans, Brown Americans, Native Americans, whatever, but to the rest of the world.
Right.
Literally invaded most of these countries, fucked up their socioeconomic structure, and made them basically slaves for their government. And on top of that, made fucking connections with cartel members to the point where that's where crack became. You get what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, these connections were made purposefully and intentionally.
Crazy.
Right. And that's eliminate why, the like, blacks. On a serious note, though, for real.
That's what they were saying.
What did you say?
Said, eliminate the blacks.
And now I just co-signed that accent.
Right, like, you said, I heard you.
Stamped.
That's my girl. That's my girl.
Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. And you said, ooh, you were supposed to ride. Like, what's going on?
No, that's not.
No, now y'all both under jail. I'm only in the cell. Y'all is under. Y'all going.
Oh my God. Here you go.
He's in solitary. I'm under. You're in the just megalo.
Solitary.
They got you in the dark.
No, I'm pleading.
Actually, no.
I'm pleading.
You're in
the
jail.
I'm telling him. He officially from McDonald's. He is insane. Somebody keep that. That's exactly what I'm
saying. No showers for a week.
At the trial. I'm like, he be officially, y'all. Come get him. Yeah.
Okay. Well, God forbid.
No, the audio is gonna say the same, but the video is definitely.
God forbid. If I ever go to jail, I'm definitely last meal. If I get the death wish, is that fish fillet?
Trayvon,
just because.
That's on record. You're not bald on record right now, Trayvon. You're on. This is
allegedly.
Oh, allegedly.
Yeah, wow. GTA. In GTA, yeah.
If, I just can't believe that.
In GTA RP, if I was on death row, then I would be like, yeah, give me the fish fillet with the apple pie, two of them, hash brown, Icy orange and a Sprite.
So you think they just making breakfast and shit for you too?
Yes. It's my last meal. They do whatever. Before, they brought that one nigga Lord of the Rings.
I'm about to say no, but do you go to McDonald's? Do they go to McDonald's or is somebody back there making it?
No, somebody goes to McDonald's.
Yeah, if I ask for McDonald's, it would be different if I ask for two hash browns.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm like, no, I want McDonald's this, and I also want a fish fillet.
You want franchise food, they'll give it.
I don't know what I want. I want something crispy. I want something I can crunch on as my last meal.
Chicken.
Not, I don't know.
Maybe like a bowl of Captain Crunch.
Actually, yeah.
No, like, yes.
Yeah,
maybe.
Actually, now we
kind of. It's like 3 a.m. and you're about to die. And you just woke up.
That probably was the last thing. No, because wait, I was watching Family Guy.
Give me some tricks. Like, I'll be good.
I was watching Family Guy, and he was like, "Oh, like, what do you want? What do you want for your last meal?" He was like, "Oh, I just want a side salad, chicken." I had a really big last one. So I'm like, "Did they really do that?" Like, every meal, they like, "Okay, what you want for breakfast, champ?"
They don't do that.
Right.
And then they like, "For lunch, what you want? You can have anything."
Please.
They don't do that. They just give you one last meal.
Damn. I wonder what you have for lunch then.
Sometimes
what
you get
for lunch?
You get
just
that.
A slop?
Alright, if it's lunchtime, I might get my fave. I might get red apple, the baby shrimp with the vegetable fried rice cause it's, with the homemade iced tea.
I want something very specific.
That
like,
yeah, is very specific.
No, like, you should ask for like your grandma's.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. I want you to go to I want you to go to her house and I want
right.
You
yeah, don't
dock her right here.
Dock her right here.
Yo, I'm about to let everybody know the real tea. Clock that tea. Well, yeah, no, I would tell them, I want them to be very specific. I'm like, well, I don't want no chef shit. I'm not going to eat it. So I can't die without my last meal. This is going to be nuts.
Right.
So you have
to go find my grandma in.
Yeah, she has to come in here. I have to see her. She got to cook it. Because I don't even trust y'all with her. Because look at y'all did to me. I'm on death row. So I need to see her cook it. And then I'll consume it, and then we can get on with the get on.
Right.
All right. What you think?
My last meal. I don't know.
Maybe some Cheez-Its in a movie. Cheez-Its in a movie.
I'm gonna just play with them too. For real. I'm gonna get a big ass box of Cheez-Its. I'm like, you could come when we're done.
I'm almost done. There's some in the bag.
Gigantic cartoon.
Yeah, I need.
No, with literally 10 foot big Cheez-Its. You're like. Taking each bite
right.
Side.
Can I have two tons of Cheez-Its, please?
No, I'm going to go around and ask for something small. I'm like, can I just have a...
No, I'm asking the most unreasonable ask ever. Like the largest quantity of something ever.
I'm like, I want you to go to BJ's and get the big 82 pack of candy and just bring that to me.
Yeah.
I want you to go to the Hershey store and just buy everything that's chocolate.
No, go to Hershey Park. I want you to give me a big ginormous M&M, and then come back. Tell me what you thought about.
Give me all the concession food. Imagine how much that'd be costing them. Be like, yeah, go to Six Flags, get all the concession food, and bring it back.
That's nasty. Not you asking for that. Like, that's your favorite. That's your favorite meal.
That's gluttonous.
I need a Six Flags hot dog. Like, bring me. Bring me one of them.
I want something exotic. I'm gonna die. I'm like, bring me some panda.
You're gonna eat that?
Last meal.
Oh my god.
I want out of the band.
No.
What's your problem?
No, like, not the panda.
Yeah.
Like,
after
designer made that song, you're gonna eat a panda? You eat a bear? Oh my gosh.
I mean, we already discussed this.
You're saying.
I have a question.
Oh, that's a good question.
Is a good question. But if we were stuck in the woods, when do you think you would turn to cannibalism? When do you think it's time? Because we were watching a show called Yellow Jackets. Shout out. That's going to be my end. Yellow Jackets. And, like, we were watching, like, what it was based on. It was based on a true story about, like, these people who literally got stuck in the woods. And after 10 days, they started eating. Like, started eating people. So I'm like, I just feel like that's too short. Like, did y'all try to hunt?
Yeah,
did you look around for a berry or two? They were just like, damn,
for a berry or two.
Like, they was like, damn, man. It was like
they're harvesting and shit.
Right.
No, it was like an episode. No, a Family Guy, yo. They was trapped on a boat and they saw Peter eat something. He was like, they was like, what are you eating? And it was Joe's leg. Like, that's how they, it was 10 days. Somebody was just like,
I mean, you gotta get down here, get down. No, for, but.
How long do you think it would be? What's your limit?
Okay, well, I'm automatic answer is 90 days, but I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why.
Three months.
If we're hunting and
we're not finding nothing, I'm be like, okay, like, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna have to make some change. Okay. But I'm gonna start eating the greens. I'm gonna start eating the greens.
What's the greens?
Also okay, this is my
trees and leaves.
Also depends on the season.
Right, okay? Because if it's winter,
it's getting scarce.
I mean, really? it might be 15.
It might give 10 days.
It might be Amazon next day shipping.
Too short. I'm like, okay, I can find something.
And it depends.
If we're doing yellow jackets, then we're in a cabin. I'm like, there's gotta be a fucking can of tuna or some shit in here. Like, it's gonna be something.
Nah, I'm eating grass and shit. Like, I'm going all the way.
If I'm in springtime.
I'm preserving the grass when it's spring. I'm make sure it's good so it doesn't wither.
Sure. I'll let that come through.
No, because I feel like if it's spring though, you can wait at least months. You can do months because there's
mind
at least
you,
a
you,
rabbit or something.
Mind
you, can
you
eat.
At this point, you can preserve the meat too.
That's what I'm saying. You can keep that for a little while.
To preserve meat. So like. Why are you not doing
See,
that?
See, the thing is, I can't. Like, I can never pick up a little animal and
you're bugging.
Kill
if I'm
it
the woods, I'm
and
picking.
Skin
so you
it.
Don't eat somebody
I'm picking.
Days,
no,
you won't kill
no,
them.
I'm no.
Picking up that motherfucking alligator and ripping it with my
the
fucking
The thing is,
teeth.
It would be 90 days. It would take so long because I wouldn't even be like, damn, how am I going to eat people? Like, I would probably just starve. But if I had to, like. If I had like a family.
I mean, you
shit.
Don't know because if you're in that situation, because in the
yeah,
show,
really
like, no, because in the show, they didn't even intend on eating the person. They literally left her on the fire to cremate her. Snow plopped on her and it slow cooked her. They smelled that. They said,
slow roast.
After you, after like you've been hungry for 3 days and you smell that human, honey, that shit smells like fucking whatever you want. It smells like that fish fillet, I bet.
It smells like
I bet you it smells like that fish
fillet. It'll smell like no damn fish fillet.
Bitch, I bet it do.
It
no,
probably
no.
smells like some fucking
no,
McDonald's chicken nuggets. That's what that shit smells like.
They were slow cooking it. They were...
Them niggas was roasting it.
No, because they woke... They all collectively woke up.
Them niggas was roasting
the
body.
Like,
they had the tree leaves on the side. Too.
No, they, at some point they literally was like, mm,
"Got pick some mushrooms."
They, no, at that point they had a little mushroom. They put they
yeah,
made
man.
It edible too.
You got to get some dirt off the ground and sprinkle that shit on the
you
plate.
Gotta,
you know what I'm saying?
Needs.
Yeah,
you gotta make sure
give it some taste.
You gotta make sure it got a little flavor to it. Can't just eat it charred.
You gotta get some tree bark, you know what I'm saying?
No, they was eating right off the edges. Crispy edges. Nothing on top. No whipped cream, no nothing.
No dirt?
No whipped cream, no nothing.
No rock shavings?
Nothing. Nothing. Not even a piece of the plane.
I'm creative.
Nothing.
I'm
nothing.
Creative. So if I'm eating somebody, I'm gonna go...
I'm about to say, I already picked one of those berries. I'm like, I already picked up that ear. I'm putting the berry in the ear.
I already harvested some mint. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in it. You know what I mean? I'm really going to
No, but
I feel like
you're the type to have a secret garden, though. Like, I feel like
oh,
you're the type of, like, me and you are dating. Like, let me show you something. And you in there
I
with
got
posies.
A whole motherfucking
you got onions,
tomatoes,
potatoes.
Zucchini.
You in there making stew. Everybody in there is
starving. I'm eating gumbo. You bitches is starving.
We over there living like Princess of the Frog. Literally. Good. Yeah. I don't know. Do you think you could survive in the woods? Because they lasted 18 months. Do you think you could do that long?
But you got
to think about they were eating people
exposure,
too.
It depends on exposure too. Cause
I'm gonna
if
say
I'm injured and exposure will get me. You have to think about that. Like it will.
And personally, I think if, you know, if we were to resort to cannibalism, I'm not saying I would, but I'm eating the weakest link.
Also, you have to think about how many, like, no shade, you don't know people, so if you're eating somebody,
they weren't tested.
Never know, but I mean, at the same time, you know, you're starving, this is it. This is
that's
it. You have
that
to
you could
too.
Die from
doing. You eat meat, you're getting sick or so fuck around.
Which one do you want to try?
I mean, I'm personally diving in a
river. Deliver!
Yeah, I'm almost going pesky, so...
Oh, we have fish, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I keep saying I'm going pesky, but I love McChicken biscuit from McDonald's. Mm-hmm. That's so good. You tried it?
No.
I had it before.
You got it.
I've always been a McGriddle girl.
It's too much now.
Yeah.
I'm matured. It's just because I got to go to work, and it's on the way. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to McDonald's.
Plus, we were down the street from one.
And I don't like, I feel like once I'm my own spot, then I'll be chefing it up. Because I do like cooking, but like, when I'm at home, like, I don't know. Because if I make food, then I gotta make food for the fucking four more people. I'm not nobody dad. Like,
I'm gonna say that's awkward.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing that.
I'm gonna say I don't cook.
So I just get.
Yeah, I just know get how to make food. Fish now, so I can cook fish.
Yeah, fry some, whip some fish up.
Yeah,
rice and peas. Oh, y'all gonna be farting in here and shit.
Rice and peas, not beans.
Oh, I thought you said beans. Calm down,
diary won't be kid.
Even if I am eating beans, oh, yeah.
No, you're gonna no fart zone right now?
No, I'll eat frijoles. I eat beans.
Right, what type of house do you think we live in? Oh, man. You think we have Taco Bell every night or something?
Refried bean type vibe? No. It's not giving refried?
It's giving arroz con
gandule. Ooh, okay, ethnic. It's giving.
I was
rice and cabbage.
Yes, that you had all the cabbage. Yes, I eat my rice and cabbage. Yeah. So I have one more question for the crowd. I was doing homework today, and I was learning about ethics and morals. So, like, what do you think, like, an ethic or moral that changed over time? Because I was thinking, my first thought initially was, like, the police. Because at some point in time, I remember not being afraid of police officers, and then literally, like, really got to a point where morally, they just don't give a fuck. Their beliefs outweighs black people, period.
I agree, but I also don't agree. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
Because on one end, I agree that, like, the public wasn't as evident in calling them out for their bullshit. You know what I mean? But the bullshit still happens. Like, my grandfather literally died from police brutality. So, that is something that's still with my family, and that's something that a lot of people went through, you know what I mean? And like, there's so many people who've been incarcerated who've been killed by the police, killed by the people, and stuff like that. So, although I agree, I don't think it's been a moral standpoint. I think a lot of people just have, like, back then, the media wasn't as on it with the coverage, and people wasn't as attentive to those problems. Does that make sense? Like, everybody was more like, stop, like, they wasn't, stop, don't shoot the cops. It was more like, you know, gang violence and, you know, neighborhood shit.
And, yeah, I was gonna say the same thing, but, like, about, like, with ethics and religion, like, people probably weren't following religion. Like, I was just about to say, like, oh, like, people were following religion way heavier back then. And they probably were. And there's probably some people that still follow religion, like, heavy right now. But, like, you could see people sin now because, like, you know, there's barely any privacy, like, in today's world. But, like, back then, like, couldn't really see anybody sin. Like, there wasn't any Facebook. There wasn't, like... And it, like, it was just all, like,
there was no,
it was all just, like, rumors, so it was, like, either, like, you saw it happen or it didn't, or it's on film or it's not. So, like, you know what I'm saying? You never really, like, now people get caught up through text and, like, all this type of shit, but, like, you know, like, people could just be, like, putting up a whole front, like, you know what I'm saying? Pastors, bro. I know hella, I know hella people who be like,
also,
who just fucking turn into pastors. And
yeah, but on Catch a Predator, there was never a drag queen, but there was a pastor.
Never a drag queen, never a drag
Christian leaders.
Like,
listen,
I'm not saying anything about pastors, but I'm just saying, like,
listen.
Like, it just happens like that. Like, it could be anybody, you know what I mean? I'm not pointing out pastors. I'm just saying.
Oh, I am.
I am as well. Clock
it could. It could be. It could be anybody. And now, like, with social media, it's like a blessing and a curse. Like, of course, we want those people to get outed, but it's a curse because, you know, not saying everything shouldn't be. Everything shouldn't be on social media. Like, those things. Like, yeah, we need to catch predators and all that shit. But, like, you know, people sins too. But, like, you know. Not our whole existence.
I also kind of think of it like also like relationships too, because we also lived in like a time where like everyone was expected to be monogamous and you had the person we're dating. I was in a time where it's sneaky links and you know, we're friends that like to kiss each other.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, morally some people were like.
That's why I'm glad like my partner's like the same like age as me. Like I'm just saying, 1 year older. Like it's not like much of like a mind. I feel like like younger Gen Z, they know what younger Gen Z is like, so they're already on that A Boogie DTB. Like they, I don't know how it's like even going in that like that realm, but like for me at least, like me and like Nayla are like on the same like level, like relationship wise. Like we know like what we want, and like just in it for the long term, and not really like you know what I mean.
Well, I mean, that's important. I mean, but also, you know, don't shade if you want to be, you know.
No, hell no, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't live in that time anymore.
You just got to be on the same wave. And I don't really think it's the time. I feel like people always been, like, coming and going. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people got hella kids. Just you know what I'm saying? Gun, honey. That's what I'm saying. Like, this should have been before the internet. But, you know, it's just being, like, more exposed now. Like, you know, where everything is just... It's just been, like, with Maury. It was the first person.
First person to clock that too. He said, so why do I have these text messages?
Oh. He said, are you or are you not the baby father? He said,
okay, so why do I have this DNA test saying you are?
So I put you in a room with a decoy.
So he put in a decoy and she said, hey, you said, oh, give me your number. I think you're hot, sexy.
No, they'd be like, so I put you in a room with a decoy and she asked to give you head and you said, yeah, and we got it on video. And they'd be like, and they'd be playing the video.
No, for the whole audience. Like, this is crazy. But, you know.
And he'd be like, I ain't do it. That's not me.
And Mari looked just like that.
That's my twin. Maury, that is.
On who?
Maury, that's my twin. On who? On my daughter, Maury. On my daughter.
You want Baltimore slip in?
I can't. Imagine getting caught up on Maury. Are some Maury things true or are they all fake?
I'm not sure. I never used to watch the end credits, but they would. I think end credits usually tell you like if it's fake or not.
Okay.
But I mean,
listen, not the biggest fan. It used to be on TV when I got home.
When I was sick at home.
Yeah.
Maury, you know.
No cable bop, right. I guess. Yeah.
You know, I'm watching it. Whatever's on. So you want to do in and out?
Yeah, let's do ins and let's do outs.
Ins for me is Yellow Jackets, of course. Great show. I think everyone should watch. I think I said it last time. I think also in is going to the gym. I think I said that last time too, but, you know.
Okay, healthy vibe.
Yeah. Also, making a smoothie. We've been making a lot of smoothies lately. They've been really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, super, super good. So, yeah, that's definitely in. And because we went to yoga today, Yellow.
Yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, we went to yoga yesterday. Yeah. The focus color was yellow.
Have you been seeing some yellow?
Not really. We got orange juice. Yeah. I mean, I haven't really been seeing a lot of yellow. I don't own a lot of yellow, but, you know.
Okay.
I'm trying. Not minding your business. Being anti-black. Not supporting Lux. Being a sneaky fucking bitch.
Oh.
Bye. If you want hate to my face for real. Like, just hate me. Don't be sneaky about it. Just hate
me. Okay. Yeah. Noted.
That's it for me.
Okay.
So if you hate me right now, say me about that.
I'll save it for another episode as well.
Clock that. Say.
And I wrote some down while I was driving.
That's so nice of you. To come prepared to class.
Arlstein, Haunting Hour, and Runt and Zaza Epidemic 2019-2020. I feel like when Runt and Zaza was like that's when like
when you could walk on a New York street and they like got Runt like
that. It, like every plug was like Zaza, we got Zaza. We got Runts, like,
yeah.
That 2019 to 2020, like, that was an epidemic in its own self. And Sopranos is in, you know, I like that show. Okay. Summers is in, Lucky is in, Doo-Wop Kane, BK the Ruler, Nicki Minaj, New Jeans, Blackpink,
Blackpink. Lunchbox. Oh, you better work. Oh, you better work. You better slip that cake pop in there. Yeah.
That's
it. Clock that tea. Uh-huh. You better slip that cake pop in there.
You gotta listen to New Jeans. They're fine.
Is that the one I do? Let's kill this love.
I don't know. But they made that song. They made that song Ditto.
That might be Blackpink.
Ditto was made something. I don't want to get copyrighted, but it's fine. Ditto by New Jeans. And yeah, oh, what's in is listening to the podcast, man. Shout out everybody listening and nice. Tapping in and just, you know what I'm saying, being a
living
member
a
black boy. What like we like, you know what I'm saying, we got a little community. What are they called?
I don't know.
The motioneers. The movers.
The wavies.
The motionists. The motors.
Just the motions.
The motions. Yeah, y'all are the motion. Little motion. Oh. Yeah.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, I'm not prepared, y'all. Oh.
Just doing a five.
Yeah.
Five, six, seven. Being a young lit hood bitch is in.
Yeah. Underground or like poppy? Huh? Underground or like poppy?
Poppy.
Okay.
Period. Just being a young lit bitch.
Yeah, just being a young lit bitch. Just like, yeah. I'm not, actually, yeah, no, none of that. I'm not on that underground shit.
Oh, okay.
I'm mainstream.
Grimy. Subway shit.
Yeah, I'm mainstream, all that. Okay. This year was in being yourself.
Yeah.
Don't censor yourself. Yeah. Don't try to change stuff for nobody.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do.
Period.
Be that bitch, yeah. All that. Do your big one this year, yeah. And yeah. Stop. What's out is being grown and acting like a fucking buffoon. Ooh. Can we stop? Like,
you wore a jean vest.
Please. Like,
can we get some examples just in case? Like,
why are you 40 fucking years old acting like a damn fucking fool in establishment? That's my fucking. That's my problem. That's my problem.
Oh my God.
Watch your fucking tone. You got two kids. You need to go feed them. That's what you need to do. You need to stop worrying about young people and what they're doing.
Okay,
and that goes for everybody. That goes for people who are transphobic. That goes for legislators. That goes for everybody. Stop being in other people's business. Like you said, mind your motherfucking business and keep it the fuck moving. People are going to exist for the rest of their lives. And if you don't like it, then that's not up to you to police people's thoughts, bodies, opinions, feelings. None of that. Because nobody did that to y'all. So, mind your motherfucking business, mind your motherfucking manners, and keep it the fuck moving. I'm going to bust you in your head. How about that?
That's not a threat. Okay.
And fem shaming is out. Like I said, I keep saying that, but like, I'm tired. Like, I'm so tired.
It's tired.
Like, who? You're a fucking faggot. Shut up.
Motherfucker.
Anyway, yeah. And being young, lit, black, and confident is in. Yeah. All that.
Oh my god.
And I would just like to say,
damn, they were fucking, somebody just nutted, like, listening to this. They were like, oh my god, they just did it. I've been waiting.
The big one.
The nigga in Germany was like, yes.
I just want to say, on this podcast, we're Team Lux.
Oh, damn.
Boots. So, if you're listening to this, and a problem, come DM me.
Yeah, come see me.
Yeah.
Wait, let me give you the account, too.
Shout out all the listeners. Let me just list the top five. United States, Germany, South Africa. I'm not to mispronounce this like a fucking bitch. Mozambique. Okay. And Angola.
Okay.
We got some Angolians.
We got Angola listeners?
Yeah. One.
Germany. Who's in Germany listening to this?
I'm telling you, somebody just got off in Germany listening to this.
I know, but they telling their friends about it, too. That's making me nervous.
They said, you gotta listen to these two black guys. You gotta listen to these two black guys. They're crazy.
You gotta listen to these two black guys, man. They really bring me entertainment.
They're from America.
They hear our shit and they're like, oh, America must be fucking stupid and crazy. Like, because we are not a good representation.
They listen to this on a hike or some shit. If you're in Germany, man, shout out to you, bro.
Yeah, shout out. Keep listening. Actually, we'd love to do like a Zoom call.
Yeah, like,
let's do like a Zoom call or something.
I feel like, I feel like you have a bow or some shit.
Let's try.
If you're a rich listener, we fuck with you. Like, right. we sugar babies, like, yeah. Ready for adoption.
No, call me. Call me. I will be there. Wherever you need us, we will do that episode with you. Just in the plane. Where the private jet at?
Yeah. Maybe I'll take a cruise, but... We'll set it up.
I'll take a dinghy. I'll take anything.
We'll set it up.
Anyway, this has been Black Boys in Motion.
We need more female listeners also.
Oh.
We're at 31%.
Male dominated?
58%. I don't know how.
That is so odd to me.
We're talking about like an obscure stuff. Maybe they just...
That's just very interesting, though.
Maybe they just want to be soft boys.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Maybe they're like me. Like, maybe they're just, you know what I'm saying? They're just trying to vibe.
Faggot. Oh, I mean queen.
Oh.
Well, this has been Fly Boys in Motion.
Yeah.
I'm Al.
I'm Trey.
And I'm Real.
And we out.
Make sure to rate 5 stars and tell us your favorite soda. Let us know your favorite soda. Oh, tell us your favorite water.
Yeah.